In this condition, stirred not only by men, but by women, fat and thin, naked and clothed, by teenagers and children in latency, by animals such as horses and dogs, by certain vegetables such as carrots, zucchinis, eggplants, and cucumbers, by fruits such as melons, grapefruits, and kiwis, by certain plant parts such as petals, sepals, stamens, and pistils, by the bare arm of a wooden chair, a round vase holding flowers, a little hot sunlight, a plate of pudding, a person entering a tunnel in the distance, a puddle of water, a hand alighting on a smooth stone, a hand alighting on a bare shoulder, a naked tree limb, by anything curved, bare and shining, as the limb or bole of a tree, by any touch, as the touch of a stranger handling money, by anything round and freely hanging, like tassels on a curtain, chestnut burrs on a twig in spring, a wet tea bag on its string, by anything glowing as a hot coal, anything soft or slow as a cat rising from a chair, anything smooth and dry as a stone or warm and glistening, anything sliding back and forth, anything sliding in and out with an oiled surface, a certain machine parts, anything of a certain shape, like the state of Florida, anything pounding, anything stroking, anything bolt upright, anything horizontal and gaping, as a certain sea anemone, anything warm, anything wet, anything wet and red, anything turning red as the sun at evening, anything wet and pink, anything long and straight with a blunt end as a pestle, anything coming out of anything else as a snail from its shell, as a snail's horns from its head, anything opening, any stream of water, a hand searching in a purse, anything clutching, anything grasping, anything rising, anything tightening or filling as a sail, anything dripping, anything hardening, anything softening.